Today is Wednesday of the seventh week of Easter. Today's reading is taken from John 17, verses 11 to 19. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as you and I are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I gathered them, and none of them was lost, except the Son of Destruction, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share in my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. And I consecrate myself to them, so they may also be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel reading, we can look at it as the changing of the guards. Jesus is getting ready to move out of earth and to go back to his Father in heaven. And as he's getting ready to do that, he's making sure that everything on earth is in place. He's making sure that his disciples are ready to continue the mission that he's left for them, which is the building of the kingdom of God. He wants them to go out there making disciples out of men and women, allowing them to see that there is more to life than just a materialistic world. He wants the rest of the world to know that our Lord and Savior is in charge of all things, and nothing is impossible for him, even the coronavirus. So as we get ready in preparation for this advocate which is to come, Jesus had already prepared all the blueprints. He wants us to just follow it to the very letter. We need to do all that he has instructed us to do. He's given us the power to drive out demons, to heal the sick, to make the lame walk, to make the blind see. We can do anything if we call on the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he is here. Even though he might not be here physically, he is still here because he promised never ever to abandon us. So brothers and sisters, as we get ready to receive this new advocate, I am asking each and every one of us here present to do all that we have to do in the waiting of this advocate. Amen.